Good evening, this is our New Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 24th November 2021. Top stories for today. Malaysia saw a slight increase in its daily COVID-19 caseload with another 5,755 infections reported within the last 24 hours. This brings the cumulative number of cases to more than 2.6 million. Meanwhile, another 47 COVID-19-related deaths were recorded over the last 24 hours, a slight drop from the day before. According to the data on the COVIDNow portal, 10 deaths reported over the last day involved patients who were brought in dead. Further details on the COVID-19 situation in the country, according to states, will be shared by the Health Ministry on its COVIDNow portal. Polling day for the upcoming 12th Sarawak state election has been set for December 18th by the Election Commission. The Sarawak State Assembly has 82 seats and was scheduled to automatically be dissolved on June 7, 2021, but due to the COVID-19 pandemic, suspended the automatic dissolution of the Assembly. The nomination day will be set on December 6th, while early polling will be held on December 14th. Deputy Education Minister Dato' Ma Hang Soon earlier today said that a total of 97.5% of teachers have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19 as of October 31st, while about 99.04% of teachers had received at least one dose of the vaccine, the Dewan Rakyat was told today. On the international front, New Zealand will be closed to foreign travellers for at least another 5 months as it slowly relaxes some of the world's toughest pandemic border restrictions. According to its COVID-19 response minister, Chris Hipkins, New Zealanders stranded in Australia could return home from mid-January and Kiwis travelling from elsewhere would be allowed in a month later. NASA has launched a mission to smash a spacecraft into an asteroid, a world's first to test asteroid deflection technology. The space probe will crash into the asteroid to alter its speed and course. The test is to find out if the technology is enough if an actual asteroid impact threat were detected in the future. That's all on our New Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astrawani.com for more on these stories.